CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kwadukuza police have launched a murder investigation after municipal officer Nokulunga Mashabane was found dead in her vehicle. The 31-year-old was discovered by police on Friday in the Darnell area during a routine patrol. Officers noticed a white vehicle on the side of the road with its lights on and the front passenger door open. They found Mashabane in the driver's seat with gunshot wounds. Mashabane served as interdepartmental relations manager in the Kwadukuza mayor's office for 6 years. Municipal spokesperson Sifiso Zulu.
It is unfortunate that such a gentle person was rewarded with such brutality, with such cruelty, because everybody who came across her would attest to her professional disposition. Somebody who respected everybody she came across. Her passing has sent shockwaves throughout the institution.
The motive for the attack is unknown at this stage and no arrests have been made. Moving to Gauteng, former Transnet executive Siyabonga Gama says he will plead not guilty to the charges of fraud and corruption linked to a 93 million rand locomotive tender. Gama is currently appearing before the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court with three other accused, including former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe. Gama and Molefe, both MK Party MPs, handed themselves over to police this morning. The four former Transnet bosses are currently applying for bail. Meanwhile, the MK Party's Hlamula Ndlela says they've been made aware of the arrest of their MPs.
Whilst we affirm the principle that the law must be applied without fear or favour, we remain deeply concerned by what appears to be an uneven application of justice. As a party, we have consistently called for accountability and transparency, including within the structures of the NPA itself. It is increasingly evident that when Mkhonto Sizwe Party holds institutions to account, particularly those captured or influenced by narrow political interests, there is a troubling pattern of retaliation.
And on the international front, the Deputy Foreign Minister of Iran says diplomatic talks between Washington and Tehran cannot resume unless the U.S. rules out further strikes on Iran. He told the BBC that the U.S. had signaled it wants to return to the negotiating table a week after it struck Iranian nuclear facilities. The two countries were in talks over Tehran's nuclear program when Israel hit Iranian nuclear sites and military infrastructure earlier this month, with the US later joining. Your top story this hour, Kwadukuza police have launched a murder investigation after municipal officer Nokulunga Mashabane was found dead in her vehicle. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.